This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WTIC, WTIC HD, and WTIC FM HD2, Hartford. And Odyssey Station.
It is 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm John Silva, WTIC 1080 News. Partly sunny skies in the 50s today. All the forecast details coming up for meteorologist Matt Benz. Evacuations being urged in Ukraine and new warnings issued as Russia appears to grease the skids for an invasion.
I'm Tom Foti. As President Biden prepared to speak to Vladimir Putin from Camp David, and Secretary of State Blinken did likewise ahead of overseas talks with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov, came word the U.S. planned to evacuate its embassy in the capital of Ukraine, Kyiv, on intelligence indications that a Russian invasion could be near. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
If Russia proceeds, its long-term power and influence will be diminished, not enhanced, by an invasion.
He also urged Americans still in Ukraine to get out this weekend. Other Western nations did the same. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Now, with the world on pins and needles over a possible invasion, President Biden has a phone call scheduled for today from Camp David with Vladimir Putin to try and stave off hostilities. This woman in Kyiv says they will fight back if attacked.
We are sure that the Ukrainian nation will take all the measures to fight back with the aggressor.
Investigation continues into a fire Friday evening in Farmington. The blaze broke out in a home on Forest Hills Drive, round 6. Multiple agencies came to assist Farmington firefighters. No injuries were reported. The blaze was contained to that home, and again, that investigation is ongoing. Federal health officials putting the brakes on approving the Pfizer COVID vaccine for kids under 5. This because data doesn't show the dosing to be effective, although the vaccine itself is safe, says pediatric surgeon Dr. Susanna Hills at Columbia University.
In the interest of, you know, sticking to their standardized practices within the FDA, they decided to hold off for now and wait for more complete data with a more complete dosing regimen for the vaccine for the younger age group.
With legal sports gambling in Connecticut, calls to gambling helplines are up, and Super Bowl weekend can be particularly tough for some. Here's WTIC's Dave Mager.
Even if you weren't thinking about betting on the Super Bowl, you might not be able to avoid the incessant commercials.
They're seeing things like risk-free betting. It's more fun when you have money on the game.
Diana Good, executive director of the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling, reminds you there's no such thing as risk-free gambling. And although some people can gamble without trouble, others get in trouble fast.
Definitely the preoccupation with gambling. That's what you're thinking about all the time. It's a problem. Losing more money than you can afford to lose, lying about it, all of those are signs that you've gone too far.
The council's helpline is 888-789-7777. The webpage with live chat is ccpg.org. Dave Mager, WTIC 1080 News.
Glastonbury police have arrested two men who were involved in an altercation at a Board of Education meeting back in December. The two men were at a meeting that was designed to discuss the Glastonbury High School mascot. Monte McFall and Mark Finocchiaro were nose-to-nose jawing at each other. Finocchiaro hauled off and slugged McFall. The meeting was abruptly cut short to now face breach of peace charges. And another beluga whale has died at Mystic Aquarium. More from WTIC's David Shapiro.
Mystic Aquarium tweets that it is deeply saddened to announce the death of a beluga whale after it underwent months of treatment for some health issues. This is the second death of a beluga at Mystic since last summer. Both whales were transported from Marineland in Canada last May. Six other whales are under care at Mystic Aquarium, one of which is in the intensive care unit. In a press release announcing the death, Mystic also says that it has addressed issues raised by USDA regulators during an inspection last year, including communications on the night the first beluga died. David Shapiro, WTIC News.
WTIC News time is 10:04.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand. And I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Michael Lehrhaupt for Safe Money Radio this Sunday at 7:35 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Another winter, another snowstorm. Isn't it time you made this season your last? NorthCarolinaLifestyleNow.com is your guide to learn all about the affordable living that North Carolina offers. Low property taxes, homes in beautiful communities with access to golf, tennis, and swimming pools. Instead of cold winters, you could be burying your toes on a pristine beach. If you're ready to make the switch to a nicer view out your window, check out NorthCarolinaLifestyleNow.com. That's NorthCarolinaLifestyleNow.com. Presented by Andy Bronstein, Intracoastal Realty.
WTIC News time is 10:06. Checking traffic in Hartford. There's crash 91 northbound between exits 29A and 32 that has the left lane blocked. Big problem down along the shoreline in Groton, 95 northbound, closed between exits 89 and 90. Bus versus pedestrian crash there. And again in Cheshire for probably the rest of the weekend, Route 42 was closed at 69 and Mountain Crest Drive from that earlier oil spill from yesterday. Matt Benz in the Weather Center says clouds and sun, temperatures reaching the mid-50s. Gets cold again tonight under partly to mostly cloudy skies, upper 20s. Got a chance for a little light snow around here tomorrow early with highs in the low 30s. 51 right now. No, 52 in Hartford. For these stories and more, go to WTIC.com. I'm John Silva, WTIC 1080 News.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And I'm John Ryan.
Yeah, John's back. John's our digital camera expert, and he'll be here helping you out with your digital camera questions till 11 o'clock. So we're four lines wide open. Feel free to get online. I know it's gorgeous outside. I know. And I know I've been enjoying the lovely weather in Florida, so I can't blame you for wanting to be outside. But if you do want to talk about digital cameras, get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And we'll do our best to help you out. While we're waiting for your calls, and we do have some more news to bring up. One of the things we wanted to bring up today was there's kind of a controversial article that went out on January 31st. Windows requires a minimum of 8 hours of online time to update successfully. And I'm not surprised that that's what the article's about. Bleeping Computer put it out there, and then there's an article from PC Mag talking about it. As what it's saying is basically your machine has to be connected to the internet in order to get an update, and it needs to take a bunch of time to do the update as well.
Right. And it makes perfect sense.
It does. And what we're seeing even in the business is that if you turn your machines off at night, every night, go home after work, when do you think it's going to update?
It's going to update right in the middle of the day when you're trying to get some work done.
Exactly. So we'll put the link up here to the article. Now, of course, Microsoft tried to refute the article. Right, Dennis?
Yeah. I mean, they made a good stab at it. Yeah, they had a lot to say about it.
They didn't like it that it came out, did they?
Right.
Wait a minute. Yeah. What are you saying? You got to, we were right. You got to leave the machine on. You're kind of right. And then they kind of admitted it, and they kind of went back and forth and whined about it. But the point is, Microsoft, if you call us on a Wednesday after a patch Tuesday, our hair is on fire, for crying out loud, because of all the update issues that happen after the Tuesday updates that Microsoft pushes down on you. And on top of it, if you left your machine off, it's hitting you during the day Wednesday.
Yeah, and you don't know how many calls we get on Wednesdays and Thursdays after Patch Tuesday.
Yeah.
Where somebody says, well, my computer restarted and it says that Windows is updating and it's been doing it for an hour. Well, yes.
Yes, thanks, Microsoft.
They want us to do something about it, and there is nothing good that you can do
not
to help it.
Not during the update, right?
No. You do not want to do anything. You want to walk away and let it finish in its own time.
Right. Maybe get some needlepoint out, Don't worry about doing the taxes. It's crazy. And the thing is, Microsoft, their problem is that there's so many threat vectors out there as folks attacking Microsoft's operating systems, the server operating systems. They really have to, there's so many holes to patch, right? And so you almost can't say, don't do the update. In the old days, if you listen to the show for 26 years, we would tell you, look, it's working. Don't update it right now, right? This is your soup. It tastes okay, all right? Let's let it run for a week or two, right? Why do you need to update it? We would call you guys kind of like computer neatniks, always wanting to be up to date and always have that latest and greatest. Well, usually latest and greatest for Microsoft would break something, even back then.
Oh, and did it a lot.
Yeah. Now, if you don't do the update, You're crazy, right? Because the security patches are not being applied, and the Russians already know what they're going to do to hack your system. So you got to apply them. So you're darned if you do, darned if you don't. So you got to do the updates. But guys, you got to leave the machine on to do it. Don't let it happen during your day. Leave your machine on at night, or at least over a couple of nights. Now, of course, that's not very green, is it?
No, not at all.
But Microsoft has never claimed to be green. We won't even go there. They probably plant a tree for every software they sell. We'll put the link up here for you guys to read. And maybe we can find the rebuttal, too. Can we find the rebuttal to put from Microsoft?
Yeah, let me see if I can
try to put that up there for you as well. So feel free to get online, guys. Four lines open, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. So, John, did you want to bring up anything else digital camera-wise?
Well, digital camera, maybe analog more appropriately.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, there is a big upsurge in shooting film again.
Oh, like the old, now the records are back, so maybe we'll go with the film again.
Right.
Okay.
It's now very trendy, very hip to shoot film. And people are paying exorbitant amounts of money for rolls of outdated film.
You're kidding.
No. I had 30 rolls of film that I shot from a job I did 10 years ago, maybe more. That was in the back of a compartment of a second refrigerator we use.
Sure. So behind the beer?
Yeah. So I found it. Actually, you're right.
It's the beer fridge.
I found it, and it's like, well, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
So I just left it in there, and I was reading online that, film is cool. So
neat.
I said, okay, put it on eBay. $30 a roll.
Wow.
I got it for free.
Wow. It's crazy. What's old is new again.
Oh, yeah. Well, instant cameras. Fuji is really pushing their Instax.
That was
Instax.
Even then, and before COVID, we talked about this. They were pushing those instant cameras.
Right. So. Well, several companies have actually manufactured backs that you can put on medium format cameras. So you're doing your medium format exposure, and then all of a sudden it's like, and the thing comes up.
So it reads the screen on the camera and puts the image on film.
Yeah, you focus like you would normally do it. You hit the shutter, and the shutter opens, makes your exposure onto this thing, and it spits out an Instax picture.
Unbelievable.
Well, the quality is going to be much better because it does. Obviously, you're not using the plastic lens that they put in the Instax.
Right.
So, but Polaroid, actually, Polaroid is now Polaroid again.
The Impossible, yes, I heard somebody
Impossible
bought
Image
that.
Project. Well, they managed to get all the pieces back together.
Okay.
But unfortunately, and a lot of people don't realize, is, you know, they're saying, well, the new Polaroid film pictures are not as good as the old ones. Well, of course they're not, because when Polaroid broke up and was, you know, all of that stuff was parceled out. Well, the original formulas are gone. So now they're having to reverse engineer.
They lost Polaroid. The Coke formulas, like Coke and Pepsi? They lost the What?
Yeah, it's like the new...
The guy had one job.
Polaroid is the new... The Polaroid now is like the new Coke.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I mean, people are going, oh, these are not... Because they're pulling out pictures from like the 60s and going, why is this so much better?
Unbelievable. Wow.
They're actually having to recreate Edwin Land's invention from what, 50, 60 years ago.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Oh,
so you think then we got people going back to film and people are going to actually start buying Polaroid. I can't see the difference between any of this stuff. You're telling me you can
see the difference in the Polaroids?
Well, the film quality versus digital quality. I mean, people are going back, like, again, with record players or compact discs, is always like, oh, there's less information. I mean, compact discs for music had a great amount of information,
sure.
Right? MP3 strips out so much of it. And then you got compressed stuff that you lose even more, right? So those of us who haven't had any hearing loss will be able to hear the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
You're telling me with film, you're going to get more data than 60 megapixels you just talked about earlier?
Well, film and the 60 megapixel cameras are about equal on resolution now.
Gotcha.
But the thing is,
that's crazy.
You know, film, there's no film cameras that have digital apps attached to them to make their pictures look, make your pictures look digital. But there are tons of presets out there where you can say, oh, I want my digital image to look like Kodachrome 25.
Yeah.
And it goes in there and it applies all kinds of stuff to give you the same effect.
That's true.
So you're taking a digital image and making it look like film. You can add grain to it to make it look like film.
Amazing.
I have this little Fuji X100S. Wonderful camera. Fixed lens. It looks like a little Leica, but it's much cheaper. It actually has a setting on there to shoot it like Fuji black and white film. It applies grain to it. And it's, you know, and it's like, I don't believe this. So I actually shot a bunch of pictures and I got it on the screen. I go, look at that. That's grain.
And you guys go for the grain.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's trendy. You know, it's cool. It's having the outdated film that you have no idea what the color is going to look like.
Gotcha.
So, you know, what color layer has failed to shift everything this way or that way? But that's cool stuff. So, you know.
What's old is new again.
Right. And I mean, film cameras. You used to be able to buy film cameras dirt cheap on eBay because everybody wants to get rid of them.
Right.
Now you're getting film cameras that are selling for more than they did when they were brand new.
We're a fickle bunch, aren't we?
Oh.
I tell you, you know, it's like how long before you start breaking out the butter churns?
I'm telling you, that's really what it is. I just think humans are fickle people. If once you've gone through the trend is to go back to the trend you just killed.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's insane, though. I mean, it's like there's some level of some psychologists out there and saying it's a psychosis of some kind. I mean, it makes no it's just kooky. We can't move forward if we keep rotating backwards. Does that sound it just sounds like you're going back again.
Yeah, I mean, I read stories all the time about, oh, Grandpa died, but he left me his old Rolly camera, you know, twin lens. And it's like, it's medium format. I can shoot film and be cool.
That's amazing.
You know, and I mean, you can scan it. You shoot a negative, you scan it. You're basically making it digital anyway. But it's just an extra process you have to go through, and then you've got all the tweaks you have to do. You have to go rid of the dust from the scanner and get rid of any artifacts that will occur.
But the artifacts add character, though. Maybe you're going for that.
You know, that's it. You know,
maybe you're steampunking the whole thing for all I know, and giving you that artifact. Well, that's what you're looking for.
It's funny you mention that. There's a photographer named Jay Mazel,
mm-hmm.
and what he did is Jay never threw away anything.
Right.
He would shoot slide film and he'd get it all mounted. So what he would do is he started looking at the very beginning slide, which is usually just like black and it might have a line of color.
Mm-hmm.
And he started noticing they started looking like landscapes.
Oh my
So
goodness.
He started saving this. He put together a whole book of just a light leak in his camera as the film was advancing.
Wow, that's awesome. What an eye.
It's amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the guy bought a bank building in the Bowery, and that's where he had his studio, and he lived there. He ended up selling it for a phenomenal amount of money.
See, people can see that type of stuff. Those are great artists.
Yeah.
So we're going to be here talking about digital cameras, computer problems, questions and concerns. Four lines wide open. I know you're all outside, but feel free to get online if you'd like. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Of course, if you're calling, you know, 800-966-WTIC, Sal Haney's paying the bill. Give him a ring. We'll be right back.
Let's be Facebook friends. Find us at WTIC 1080.
We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And I'm John Ryan.
And John Ryan is our digital camera expert. Feel free to get online, guys. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, and we'll do our best to help you out. We had a question on the Facebook's page over here looking for the McAfee removal tool. We'll go ahead and put that up there for you guys from last week. Now, I did want to bring something up that happened to me while I was in the lovely free state of Florida. On Wednesday, I got a text. We had just finished, believe it or not, a tourist trap event of riding horses in the ocean. That's a whole other story. And then I get a text from somebody that basically said I saved their life.
Wow.
It was pretty awesome, right?
Yeah.
And here's how this happened. Basically, I've been doing research about the whole COVID thing, like everyone has been doing, and I came across something called the Widowmaker. Widowmaker is a video talking about calcium scans. My dad died of a heart attack at 73. He had a quintuple bypass in his early 50s. So I figured, being 51 or 2 myself, I'm 20 minutes away from my heart attack. So I came across this information, and the Widowmaker video explains what a calcium scan is. Explained it to my doctor. She poo-pooed it, but I said, no, I want to have a calcium scan. And $100, and it looks inside your heart to see either what you've earned in chicken wings and whatever you've eaten to produce calcification from, you know, having some sort of heart issue, or if you've had a genetic issue where you've had the calcification mm-hmm. occur. I came back with a clean bill of goods.
Nothing wrong with that.
Load of worry off my head, figuring I was going, like I said, have my first heart attack in 20 minutes. I've been talking about this now for the past 2 years with everybody I meet who's of any age, really. And that word got out past me to this person who had a calcium scan done on his heart, and they found what are those things called? What did I tell you guys it was?
An aortic aneurysm?
An aortic aneurysm was on his heart, and they would not have seen it without looking at the calcium scan. He's a regular jogger, workout constantly, so really he had something ready to reach up and kill him at any moment. I mean, it could have dissolved, right? I think it can go away naturally. I'm not positive, but I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
But it was sitting there ready to kill him. And without the calcium scan, the $100 calcium scan, he wouldn't have seen it. So I guess the moral of the story is, check it out. I mean, talk to your doctor. Ask if it makes sense. They're going to poo-poo it. If you watch the Widowmaker video, and I can put a link up here for you to see that video, it talks about why calcium scans have been poo-pooed for the past 40 years. I have no idea why. It's so cheap. Insurance won't pay for it for whatever reason, but you'll spend more money in chicken wings and beer in a weekend than you'll pay for the thing that could tell you whether or not that habit is a bad one or a good one. So I was pretty excited to get that text on Wednesday. It made my day. And then I got a phone call literally an hour later. My kid was in a car accident. So Wednesday was up and down and up and down for me last week. He's fine. Just check out Calcium Scan, the Widowmaker video. We'll put a link up there for you. And I know I've heard Rush talking about it on his show in the past. It's something that it's easy to do. And if it's in your family history and your doctor keeps telling you your numbers are fine, but I want to put you on this, I want to put you on that, just get the scan. It'll tell you exactly where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If you get real bad numbers, then they know exactly where you are. So, all right. Did you put the link up there for them, Dennis, on McAfee?
I'm getting it up now.
Awesome.
Yep.
You looked at me like you were going to tell me something. Let's go to your first calls. We're going to go to Ken in Windsor first. What's happening, Ken? I got to hit it twice. There you go, Ken. You there?
Yeah, I'm trying to sort out some problems here with my network at home.
All right.
And let me get to this question here. You know, it may be an issue with the modem. I'm having Comcast come out today and test it, but we've been on the phone and they've been communicating with my modem, and they say it's working perfectly. And yet they had me, you know, strip out on my entire network and just put my laptop directly into the modem, and it cannot connect.
Oh, so it would have to be something in the modem then.
Well, yeah, I guess that's it. I mean,
you've isolated out everything else.
Yeah, but they see it as working from their end, which is weird, but maybe that they can't see what's coming out of it. They only see what's going in, maybe.
Well, a way to think of a modem is as actually two devices in one. It has an outward-facing connection, which is to the cable network that gets the internet packets that go in and out. Then there's an inside-facing part that goes to your network and allows any other device, including just a laptop plugged into it, to connect to the internet. Now, on the outward side, that part of the modem may be working fine, and that's what they're getting. That's right. What they see. And that's the primary thing that they see. So to their point of view, that's a perfectly good working modem. You, on the other side of it, have a laptop plugged into it that can't get to the internet, and you can't, it doesn't work for you. So that's, I would say you've isolated it to that device. The proper thing for them to do is to come out and look at it, because there is something going on, and hopefully they'll take care of you. I would assume they're probably going to have to replace it.
Joey had one other thought. Do you have another machine there you can try, Ken?
Well, not really.
Is there a 15-year-old kid in your neighborhood?
Yeah, there are, but I don't know. Maybe somebody will be stopping by today with another computer.
Yeah.
And they can try it.
Do a second test just to see if it's not your laptop.
Yeah.
Is it hardline or Wi-Fi?
Well, I mean, I've got the Ethernet connected through Ethernet,
yep,
right now.
That's a hard wire. You're hardwiring it to the modem and still not getting out.
Right. And, you know, they've had me go through this thing where they say, you know, do the IP config release and renew.
Yes, sir.
And I don't think it's even doing that. I don't think it's giving me the proper response. It said you can't, it's giving me some kind of message like you can't do it because it's not connected.
Ah, so again, it may point to your system. That's what Joey was getting at.
Boy, you know, this really burns me because I replaced my entire wireless network in the house thinking I had a problem with my old router. And that's, yeah, after 2 weeks, that was giving me issues. So I took that all back out and put the old system in and found out the old system doesn't work either now.
Oh, boy. You need to start over.
Yeah.
Start fresh, but you need a second machine just to test that connection to the modem to see if it's your machine or not, because it could be the network card inside the machine that we're thinking, possibly.
It could be.
Yeah. Because if they see the modem, like Dennis said, they are seeing that side of the modem. They're just, when you plug your laptop in, you're not seeing the other side. Mm-hmm. So
I know when I put my router on it, my router's not working properly because, you know, all the devices in my house nothing can connect. So
even when you plug your laptop into the router too, you're not getting it to work?
Right. That's true.
Then it may be, yeah. And they've already given you a new modem?
No, but they told me to either go to the store and pick one up.
Do that next, Ken. Do that next too. Get a new modem.
I'm just wondering if the tech, when he comes out, carries it with him in the truck or something.
He may, but if you buy your own, you don't have to rent it forever. We're coming against a hard break here. I have to let you go, unless you want to hold on.
No, that's fine. Thank you very so much.
Thank you, Ken. All right, we'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We are live today. I know it feels like we haven't been here in a while. It was a blizzard. I had a good excuse the last time, and I was coming back from Florida the other time. But we are here live, Dennis and I, and John Ryan is our digital camera expert. We haven't seen John in a couple of years, thanks to COVID. And poor John has also given his story about what he went through with COVID, and he's happy to be here considering what he went through. My goodness. What a time.
But, you know, hey, if you're going to do something, you got to do it right.
I mean, big or go home kind
of thing? That's right. In the hospital, cardiac arrests, intubations, all that fun stuff.
Ugh. But John's here, and he's here to help you guys with your digital camera questions. So feel free to get online. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. And as we wait for your calls, we can take some technology news, unless you want to talk more cameras there. John, what do you got? Do you got anything you want to bring up?
Oh, gosh. I know that right now there is a camera that's a crowdfunded camera.
All right.
It's called the Alice.
All right.
That's coming close to delivery, but it's been developed. It's a whole new concept. It's kind of I guess you could almost call it the Minecraft of cameras.
Okay.
Or it's more like a Lego kind of thing, I guess. It's basically just a box, and you can customize it to however you want. So you get your camera that will do what you want.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, custom manufacturing?
Well, they send you you buy the base unit, and then you buy the accessories. It's like, well, you know, you buy a camera now, and you buy lenses. And there's only so much stuff you can do. With the Alice, you can take it even further. You can make it do whatever you want. You can get sensor modules that you can put into it.
This is out of London.
Yeah.
And right now they've raised only $200,000, so it's going to be a while.
Yeah, well, that's like the old days when they had you could get a digital back for your film camera, which surprisingly now is actually looking like it may be a viable thing to resurrect some of these old film cameras. It'll be matched to a certain your body style, and it'll clip on. And I believe the version that they're looking at is a 20 megapixel back, which is more than enough.
So you're telling me that there is a group of folks like you out there that are so particular that you want to customize your camera, and these guys think that there's a big market for that versus what you've been doing forever.
Well, sure, but I mean, look at you could take pretty much anything. Golf. How many people spend thousands of dollars to customize their clubs?
I guess you're right.
So it fits them. You know,
why not?
Ultimately, there's always the search for something that's going to make your life the way you want it. I know people who have gone through multiple systems, bought into it heavy, had it for a short time, and go, yeah, this isn't what I want. So they unload everything at a loss
and start over
and go buy something new and invest heavily. And then do it again and again and again.
All right. You know, that's maybe I'm more one of those guys that likes to buy it once, and even if it doesn't quite fit me, I'll keep using it.
What amazes
even like my shirts, you know.
What amazes me is the digital quality of the cell phone cameras.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I can neither confirm or deny, but there may be a company that has some images on their intranet that was taken with an iPhone and just relabeled and put in with the other batch of photos that were delivered and got used.
Oh.
That's okay. Oh, I mean, you're just delivering the pictures. They don't care where they came from.
Well, yeah, you know, it's one of those kind of things. Oh, this is just a behind-the-scenes thing for me.
Right.
And ultimately, that's the images that get used.
It looks
and it's
so
like,
good.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, I've got a friend, another guy I know. He actually is traveling around the country.
Yeah.
He is part of the Great Resignation.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going city to city, and he's taking street portraits with his iPhone. Anybody who will stand still long enough for him to let him take their portrait. His goal is to do 10,000 people.
Wow.
And then do some sort of...
like a book with it.
Book, traveling exhibit or something like that.
All right.
But he's doing it strictly with an iPhone.
Awesome. We got a call here for you. We got Ray in Newington Up who wants to talk about his camera. What's going on, Ray?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you? Yeah.
Doing well. I have a question about a 35 millimeter camera.
Sure.
I have an old Canon that with all the bells and whistles in a sense back then.
Mm-hmm.
And as you brought up earlier about how it's going around, coming around in time frame, I'm trying to sell this camera and no one wants it then, as in the last 10 years.
Just out of curiosity, which Canon camera is it?
Oh, geez. I would have to dig it up and find it. It's before the EOS.
Okay, well, that could be the Canon F1. It could be the T90, the T70, T50, A1, AE1, AV1, AT1. I mean.
So are you wondering, Ray, where you could sell this camera now that you're hearing it's coming back?
Correct.
eBay.
So eBay, you got to find the right buyer. There's a buyer for everything.
True.
You know, that's the thing. I mean, lots of pictures. Take lots of pictures of that thing so they can see inside and out.
Well, if there's a specification, is there some sort of keyword that you camerophiles would be looking for that in the description would hook them?
Well, you'd want the capability to go full manual.
All right. Does it go full manual? Well, you wouldn't know, Ray, without researching it?
Not at this moment.
Okay.
But I could.
You'd want to be able to do fully manual so you can control it.
All
plus,
right.
Put it on program when you don't want to think.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You know, there's lots of times where that's applicable.
Yep.
Basically, you know, what kind of accessories can I get? You know?
Okay.
A good example, a Nikon F that was made in 1959, the same year I was. There are still accessories you can buy on eBay for those cameras.
Gotcha.
That people have. So you want some sort of, you know, capability to make it your camera.
Well, my camera was bought in the early 80s. And in fact, I still have the receipt because it was through JCPenney.
Now, that's important. If you still have the original receipt, you want to show that. Obviously, block out any identifying information, but
back then, there wouldn't be any.
Yeah, well, you might name an address sometimes.
On JCPenney?
Oh, yeah, it'd be just a tape. But anyway, if it's got the product name, if it says Canon whatever, and then the price, that adds a certain provenance. Well, it makes it realistic. You know, people go, okay, well, you're the original owner.
That's kind of cool.
It's like buying a car, and the guy hands you the manual that says, here's all the oil changes.
Hmm. Yeah.
And everything. So you want to do that. But, I mean, eBay is your best bet. You know, there's a ton of stuff coming back into the U.S. from Japan. The Japanese bought a lot of film cameras.
Interesting.
Went through
They also bought a lot of American-made guitars, too.
Yeah.
They Ovation and Fender and Gibson. And they're hogging them off and now reselling them now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, you know, that's the thing is they made them, sold them to us. They bought them back from us. Now they're selling them back to us again. It's, you know, it's like we're playing ping pong.
Well, Ovation is a Bloomfield company. That's Command Aerospace that spun that off.
Well, actually, they used to be in New Hartford.
Oh, were they?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're back in New Hartford.
That's awesome.
Because the, Command outsourced the servicing of Ovation guitars to somewhere in Malaysia.
Oh,
they weren't doing a very good job.
So they had to
go and reopen the Ovation servicing shop
in New Hartford,
and they had to find a couple of the people that used to work there to get them back.
Gotcha.
So that they could do a good job. Remember, there's a lot of celebrities that have these things, and they're willing to pay hundreds or thousands of dollars to have them fixed up the way they want.
Let's hope Ray's camera feels the same way. They had it fixed up, right, Ray?
Correct. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all a matter of how you put your thing on whatever you're putting it on to sell it, and you got to find, you know, sucker born every day. P.T. Barnum will tell you that.
Well, so. I got to tell
another Connecticut guy.
Again, being home, recuperating from COVID, I will admit that I did buy a couple of film cameras from eBay. Good prices, you know, and it matched stuff I already had, so it wasn't like I had to go out and, you know, accessorize things. But I did buy some. But then again, I also buy fresh film. I don't use the old, outdated stuff I have, which I still have some more. And I actually have 4x5 sheet, 4x5 ektachrome film. If somebody's looking to buy it, we could make a deal. I don't know. You know, it's up to you.
It's amazing. Does that help you, Ray?
You want to make a deal with me?
Oh, you want his film? Are you kidding me? You're not kidding, right?
No. My camera.
Oh, no. No, I mean, I do have Canon, but I have the Canon EOS systems.
Yep.
I got the system free from a guy, which was really bad because now I dropped a bunch of money into it besides. Mm-hmm. So it was not free. It ended up costing me. But I do like them, and I do have my Nikons as well, and I've got a couple of Fujis floating around that I use.
So just be careful when you post things up there. I mean, I tried to sell some stuff on the Facebook site, and I think I told you the story about my getting scammed a little bit. It wasn't a harmful scam, but there's a lot of people who are going to try to scam you backwards using these sites. So just be vigilant as far as who you're working with. Don't let them scam you on selling your camera, and you end up paying them something.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Ray.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much, and I hope you come back more and more for with photography. Issues and stuff like that. Come back more and more. It's good to hear.
I got COVID out of the way. I don't have to deal with that anymore. So yeah, I'm free. Yeah. I got lots of time on my hands.
We'll have him back. He's our regular guy.
Great. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Ray. All right. Bye bye. All right. You got time for one more, Joey? Or take a break? Take a break? All right. Joey's helping me take a break. So Peter and Carm, hang on. You guys called near the end of the show, but hang on. We'll try to get to you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Lessie will be in. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. Let's get right to your calls. You got Peter next in West Hartford, wants to talk about cameras. I got to hit the button twice. Go ahead, Peter.
Hi. I have a question for John.
Sure.
John, recently I picked up a Polaroid 300.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Walmart, and the only kind of film they sell is that smaller format for that, you know, those small instant cameras.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm wondering where I could get Polaroid 300 film.
Right off the top of my head, if you want to buy it in the store, and surprisingly, I would say Best Buy.
Oh, okay. I haven't tried that yet.
I would never have thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, they carry strange stuff. Staples.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Staples carries instant cameras. They do.
That's
absolutely
cool. I love it.
Wow. I believe the 300 takes the Type 600 Polaroid.
That makes sense. Perfect sense.
Yeah.
call it 600. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So that's a pack film. You know, I believe that I've seen Type 600 film in CVS.
Gotcha. You get tons of options, Peter.
That was just a weird thing, and I just happened to notice it because it's like, oh, look at that instant film. But
I walk in and notice old computer systems. He notices film.
Oh, yeah.
I walk into dental offices and
I watch TV, I notice veins on people's arms and go, I could start an IV without even putting a tourniquet on that guy.
Yeah, but, right. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, you're looking for Type 600 film.
Nice.
If you can't find it locally, you can always get it from B&H, Adorama, Amazon. I mean, God, we are inundated with Amazon facilities. You could probably get it the same day.
Well, the problem, though, is the quality, right? So I don't trust a lot of stuff coming out of Amazon if it's coming from where they say it's coming from.
Right.
I think there's a lot of knockoff. There's a lot of stuff you just got to be careful with. How do you know it's real?
Well, the thing is, if it's packaged and it says Polaroid and it says made in USA, unlike the old story about the Japanese stuff that was made in USA, because they created a town called USA.
I heard about that story.
Polaroid 600, the Impossible Mission Project, or Impossible Image Project, whatever it is, now it's Polaroid. They're remanufacturing. They're putting this stuff out. The new Polaroid packaging is kind of bland.
Okay.
It's white boxes, and it just says Polaroid 600.
Cool. All right, Peter.
I would try that.
You got that?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Great. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. So Polaroid 300 uses Polaroid 600.
Yep.
Let's go to just to keep you guessing, let's go to Carm in Southington. What's going on, Carm?
Hi. I'm getting GoNetSpeed.
Congratulations.
Woo! Well, we have to thaw out my conduit first, but 475 feet off the road.
they're coming down my driveway. So I want to know, do I have to buy my, I mean, do they have a router, a special router that this goes through with extenders?
They actually have done a very good job on their updated site. They have all the information you need as far as what they recommend works best. So they're going to provide a modem for you, and then they have recommendations on routers and Wi-Fi devices. They've tried to make it easy for you based on their experience. So if you go on their on GoNetSpeed site, you'll see the hardware they recommend, and it's been updated. I looked at it really just a couple days ago. So it should all be there for you as far as what they recommend. And I would suggest you consider going with their recommendations. However, you don't need to. They're going to provide you with a modem, definitely. Any router will work. Any Wi-Fi technology will work. So if you choose something else and you want to try something else, it'll work. So it's really just a matter of which way you want to go. Go with the stuff they recommend versus going your own way.
Well, right now I'm using Orbi.
Yeah, those will work.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
And I have extenders. You know, I have the two extra because my house is 63 feet long.
Yeah. It'll work.
And then down in my basement. Okay, if that will work, then I don't have to worry about paying the extra $20 a month for two extenders because that's what they charge.
Oh, they're starting to charge for the
hardware? Charging? Oh, no.
Don't
pay that.
Yeah, just get your own. Use your own.
You already bought that. It's yours. You just use what you got.
Okay, but it is old. I mean, it's like 5 years old, my Orbi.
Okay, so here's the other question. So what did you pay for speed?
$80.
I should have said that better. My fault.
100.
What speed are you getting for your...
100. Well, I'm supposed to be getting it. I'm not. The reason I'm getting this is because they cut off my service whenever they feel like it. And just a week ago, it was off for 5 hours.
Yeah, but that's your old company. So for GoNetSpeed, which service did you choose? The one, the 150 megabit, the 500 megabit, the gigabit speed?
Well, I chose the 150 because
they
recommended that.
That's beautiful, and that was nice of them. So most of your older hardware at 5 years old will operate at 150 fine.
Okay.
So you should just get the modem from them, which is going to be normal to get the modem from them, and that'll be it.
Okay, and I have to pay for that.
You probably have to pay for that. Some sort of setup, I think. I don't remember that.
Yeah, there's got to be some
right
kind
now,
of...
No,
Joey says no. Joey says no, pay for that. You won't have any cost there. Joey just got GoNetSpeed a couple months back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Joey's lucky too.
Okay. I can't hear you, Joey. I don't know why we can't hear you. So, you should be all set, Carm.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Enjoy it.
I'm going to have a better Sunday knowing my prices are going down.
Exactly.
Oh, and I'm jealous.
You'll have more money for chicken wings and beer. All right. Thanks again, Carm. I want to thank John Ryan for joining us on the Big Digital Camera Show. We'll catch you again sometime. Okay, John?
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. And everything we've talked about has been posted live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. And I want to thank Mike G for posting everything to Facebook and Twitter. And Dennis?
Remember, we want you to be geeks too and photographers.
See you next week.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.